grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man. Yes, yes. Kia ora, Chris. Can you hear me?
I can. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm doing all good. How are you?
Well, I'm still bumping around there at the Waikato. Just been to Waihi looking for some... didn't find any gold, but I got some nugs.
Nice.
Now I'm in Pairoa with a bit of lemon... well, I can't think of a joke, but let's just call it some lemon-flavoured haze to get into the mood for the 420. And I hope everyone out there is indeed in the mood.
No doubt.
We've got some good news and some bad news to share this week.
That's good.
But all useful. All useful information. 100% useful.
Awesome.
So let's start with, this is going to spin off on Monday, drug driving in New Zealand. How bad is it really? And you might think, oh yeah, I'll click on that because probably it's a bit overblown. How bad is it really? Not as bad as they say perhaps. Well, turns out this is a sponsored article from NZ Transport Agency. It's actually written by James Brodale, and I thought, oh, that's a familiar name. He actually wrote a book called Weed that came out in 2020, led up to the referendum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in it, as most law reformers are, and a pretty good book. But so anyway, he's got to pay the bills, and he's written this puff piece for NZPA, and I'll respect James, but this article is just a whole load of bollocks.
Surprise, yeah, and the
main thing is it's very one-sided. He just talks to one person and just prints everything they say, and there's nothing else in it. So it begins with parroting the stat that's now actually hardwired. It's baked into our Transport Act. It's in the preamble now. Parliament, in their wisdom, actually put this in the law. This is the law that in 2021 there were 99 fatal crashes where drugs were detected in the driver's blood. Nearly a third of all fatal crashes on New Zealand roads have drugs present. That's actually written into the law, like it's a total fact.
Mm-hmm.
Of that 99, about a half had cannabis in their system. That's about a sixth.
Yeah.
That's about the rates of use. And because the key thing to bear in mind here is that THC and its metabolites are detected for weeks or months after use, long after any acute impairment.
Yeah.
And that's what they're picking up, so that they haven't... filtered the drug residues for a level of impairment like alcohol and gone, here are the drivers who would be over the limit of the same impairment of alcohol, and then just included them. They've included anyone with any tiny little trace. Also, those drug ones include prescription drugs. They also include drivers who didn't cause the accident, who were innocent drivers. They also include people who drank alcohol as well as, and they also don't take into account that there could just be factors related to people that use cannabis might live in areas that are a bit higher risk, or they might engage in, like, say, going out at nighttime, not necessarily getting impaired, but driving down roads to the more hazardous because of what other people are doing.
It's not so, qualitative data.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. So the more nuanced studies that come out overseas do find those things. And in fact, there was one this week.
Oh.
Coincidentally, this is the University of California, San Diego. They tested people, this was on a simulator, driving simulator, the journal Psychopharmacology. No residual impairment, regardless of the amount they used, the days they used it, how many days of abstinence, the cannabinoid concentration, no relationship whatsoever. As long as you stopped using cannabis, there was no residual impairment whatsoever.
Wow.
So there you go. So that's where you kind of really need, well, just don't drive within 4 hours. That's a good little thing. Yeah, don't drive within 4 hours, then there'll be no impairment. But that's not what the driving law here says. This is the one that is due to come in by Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So people might have thought it was already happening or that it had been forgotten about. That law passed. The government said we'll get it happening by Christmas, maybe, hopefully. Radio silent since then. Because it all depends on finding a testing device, a little swab from the tongue or the clit that will actually measure the use. Mm-hmm. What they did is they took out from that act the words impairment and accurate. So these devices don't have to show impairment and they don't have to be accurate.
Interesting.
So if you're at home thinking, well, people who drive around high in that, good job. Well, yeah, I kind of agree, but the key is let's have a test and a process that actually finds that impairment, not a whole lot of innocent people.
True stories.
Who aren't impaired. Another study, of course, showed that people who regularly use cannabis compensate for their impairment, drive slower, increase their driving distance, and the authors said that chronic THC use mm-hmm. mitigates the acute THC, i.e. if you use it as an ongoing thing chronically, then that mitigates the effect of the impairment.
Oh, it's
the
like a relativity thing.
Yeah.
I see. Curious.
Oh, so there we go. Hey, here's a couple of interesting studies that came out. They're not necessarily good news, but it's good to know. Mm-hmm. Good to know information. These are health alerts, so anyone who consumes cannabis, if you know someone who consumes, it is everyone. This is good information to know. If you're in the habit of getting vape cartridges off the internet and ordering them in from New Zealand, they'll tend to be a pre-filled liquid cartridge. Maybe stop doing it, or have a second thought, because the study has come out where they found that the components within certain cartridges are leaching heavy metals, nickel, cadmium, blah, blah, blah. It's the temperature, it's the acidic nature of the liquid, and that it's sitting there in contact with it. It's not all of them, it's some of them. You're not going to know, though, before you have it. It's a good reason not to order dodgy vape carts online for a start. Is that for second, anyone who's going to form anything in New Zealand isn't licensed, right? They're not legal in the country that you're operating in, so you're getting them off someone like that. You can just get your herbs here and stick it in your herb vape and on prescription and avoid all of those things.
Jeepers creepers.
Yeah, it's kind of predictable. It's also not unique to cannabis, by the way. So just to put that into context, they found this in nicotine vapes too.
Yeah.
So, this is what happens when you have these kind of acidic solvents and things in contact with metal.
Yeah.
So, that's good to know. So, forewarned is forearmed and all that kind of thing. So good to know if you're out there doing it. The other thing that's good to know, this is a new study that's come out, but unfortunately the study's been withdrawn and it's not peer-reviewed. So we're going to just a little bit of caution with what we're discussing now.
Some discernment.
Yeah, because the study might be a whole lot of bollocks. Bong water does not seem to significantly filter out any compounds from cannabis smoke. This is the University of Wisconsin at Madison and the University over in Thailand. It's like a joint study. They actually got some... that was an accidental joint study. I didn't even mean to say it.
Awesome. Sorry to interrupt.
So what they did, they got three popular cannabis strains, Bubblegum, Silver Haze, and Hangover OG. I can't say I've heard of Hangover OG, but certainly Bubblegum and Silver Haze. They used a GC-MS, and they put them through both joints and bongs, looked at the difference in the smoke, and what they found was there was really no difference at all in the smoke.
Wow.
So the bong water didn't completely remove any of the protective things, and they didn't find anything in the joint smoke that was like missing from the bong smoke, if you know what I mean. The GC-MS machine they used is not very good at picking up things in water, and you're kind of like, hang on, isn't this a study of like water? The GC-MS, but is pretty bad at doing that. They also withdrew it because they said there may be a conflicting bureaucracy issue due to the location research is performed. And I thought, what does that mean? You've got somewhere that is unlicensed, but now you're getting into trouble. Word of caution to that study, but certainly something to bear in mind, I guess, is that bongs aren't the be-all and end-all. They'll certainly help, but they're not going to magically make smoke harmless, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Interestingly, over in Minnesota, this is very interesting. 2009, bong water was ruled by the Minnesota Supreme Court to be considered a drug. And put, if you were caught with your bong order, they would like weigh it and go, oh, that is like 1 kilo of cannabis. Mm-hmm. And this is because a state patrol officer testified to the Supreme Court that marijuana users keep their bong order for future use, either drinking it or shooting it into their veins.
That's awesome. That's crazy stuff. Yeah.
What that meant was that just last year, a woman in Fargo off the TV show, was looking at a 30-year prison sentence.
Like, you couldn't write it. It's actually ridiculous.
Arrested for her bong water.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Incredible. So, there you go. So, don't go to Minnesota with your bong water.
Put it in the freezer and save it for later, everyone.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And, hey, lastly, if you're into hempcrete down in Taranaki, there's a course coming up, Tipuna Umanga Venture Taranaki. They've actually got a subsidy. If you live down there, you can do it for cheaper. But if you're not, you can still apply. And it's a hands-on building some homes with hempcrete with the Australian Hemp Masonry Company coming over to do it with them. Mm. And cool thing, too, they said in this article that they've got a pilot plant that they're rolling out there, or rolling up. And it's going to be enough for 500 tons of hemp a year, which is 70 acres. They're going to process it into fiber, building a three-bedroom home. They're saying it's 1 to 2 hectares of hemp.
Wow.
So it looks like they'll be able to do, you know, hemp 300 or 400 homes a year or something like that, isn't it?
Wow.
Very cool. Very cool.
Very nice.
So, hit me up down at the hemp store. If you want more information about that, I can send you the link or whatever to enroll in that course, which is coming up next month. You've got to apply by the end of September.
Awesome. All right. Nice one.
And lastly, you've only got a couple of days left up on K Road to collect your receipts. That closes on Sunday. It's been great having people come into the shop and get their receipts. And you gather up all your receipts from K Road stores and you go along to a special shop on K Road and you exchange your receipts. Awesome stuff.
And you get awesome little prizes.
Yeah, very, very cool. Very cool. What else have we got coming up? Canoposium is October 4th and 5th at Waipuna. Gandalf's on fire up at Whangarei, October 14th. And October 31 is Halloween at Whakamana, which is going to be awesome. And then Day Day, of course, Chuck of the Diary, December 6th in Albert Park. Woo!
Very nice. When are you back in Tamaki then?
Oh, probably tomorrow, I think.
Nice one. Back for the weekend.
Yeah. Well, up for a Friday sesh.
Go on.
Go on.
Go on then. All right. Well, that's the word on the street then.
Yeah, that's it. Right on. Cheers, Jack. And you have yourself a lovely rest of your day and weekend. Oh. And everyone out there, stay safe. Mindful of your health when you're consuming your cannabis. And don't forget, stick to bud. Stick to your herbal vape.
There you go.
You love it. Yeah,
put the vape down. Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes.
Keep it simple.
All right, awesome. Cheers, man.
All right.
We'll see you next time. Be safe. Later.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing.
It's story time.
Such an articulate child. How wild. This one got imagination too. A unique worldview too. Such a shame about her attitude. Just a few social contortions. No telling what she could do. Perform for us, but stop warning us about the harm that colonization do. Can I get your cell, give you a bell, do an interview? Talk about how I see you, not how you crash like medical. Not how you behind in your rent, cause every dollar you have spent on living under a regime just so to others you make sense.
I have before.
Looking at the ceiling, considering if my life was a joke. Folded up my body, you had me doubting if I had a hope. Had some dope while getting criticized about the methods I chose to cope. How they beat me, cheated, treated me just short of handing me the rope. But I levitated greatly, and that brings us to the present day. And that's not to say these mind frames ever go away.
They don't.
Is it any wonder these treatments now I can't allow? Not throwing in the towel, you should have left me for dead dummy, cause how you like me now?
That was Narratives by Coco Solid featuring Brown Boy Magic, the one and only. Shout outs to Fiki Fortress and the Coco Solid family. I have been loving their Orators Anonymous podcast Twitch live stream experience on Sundays. It's giving church. It's giving three most incredible, intelligent people you'll ever come across yapping. How stunning. Highly recommend if you need some content that is not bullshit and made from AI.
Ring a ding ding, ring a ding a ding.
This one, Tug of War by Jamaica Moana.
Ring a ding ding, ring a ding a ding. Ring a ding ding, ring a ding a ding. Ring a ding ding, ring a ding a ding. Ring a ding ding, ring a ding a ding. I will put you on your feet, make you disgusted when I'm walking on the street. I keep you busting in, walking over me. They call me candy, I will pop you in your teeth. Ah, ooh. You wanna battle on a beat? You wanna tattle when I rattle in a tee? Now you're an addle when I gaggle with the geese. And I will duck and fuck 'em up when I compete.
I am ready for it all, give me more. Challenge me and I'll pull it in tug of war. When I put it on the floor, moonwalk. I'm a burger, this shit is a schedule.
I know.
Feel like a lasso girl, who thought? Gotta dash, but this shit is incredible. Just who to call. I'm Kim, and the stitches I made it all possible.
Wait, sorry, boo, too high, can only tap emojis. Look down, I squint, wonder should I post these. Look left, that's right, only seeing trophies. While these girls are still wondering who the fuck is hosting.
Energy a dirty child, I tame. Pour it in the back, shots I tame. The cinnamon is giving top, I spray. A good pay cut, feed my cake. Feeling like a dark angel, they can never reach me. Feeling like a godmother, ready now to teach thee. Feeling like a princess, but I never break free. Future ancestor, my legacy is guaranteed because my journey. Already in motion, like right. We turn the page but we're in the potion. Got the spiritual support and we're building the totem. Like Freaky Friday when the curses are broken.
I am ready for it all, give me more. Challenge me and I'll pull it into the wall. When I put it on the floor, moonwalk. I'm a burger, this shit is a schedule. Tug of war. Pull it in, tug of war. Tug of war. Pull it in, tug of war. Tug of war. Pull it in, tug of war. Pull it in, tug of war. Challenge me and I'll pull it in, tug of war.
Little bit of power and a little belief. Little bit of my heat and I got a receipt. Little miss take up the space, but I am petite. Little miss ignore that is funny to me. Funny that I get the crumbs, I get the second degree. Funny even though I do it all professionally. I don't want receptionists, I want the head of the team. I'll remember anybody who would never believe. I will kill off every hater and keep watching them bleed. Tiggle at your little body that I'll chuck on the sheet. Oh shit, I feel conceited. There's something about Remy like she is petty. The reciprocated, loaded and ready. I told you already, my foot on neck, I'm getting it petty. The help is a steady, his body, it was getting so heavy. The backup is ready, they finish it. Your make is too pretty, your blood is confetti. Your dark vibe playing is heavy.
I don't wanna love you, I just wanna fuck you. I don't wanna bless you, I just wanna touch you. I can never miss you, wonder what the dick do. I don't wanna love you, I just wanna fuck you.
I don't wanna love you. No. Pookie, turn this shit off.
Put your fucking vape down.
Yeah. her stubble, but that's OD. Grip with the whip, front instead of the stovey. Mismatch that nigga, you is not my one and only. Posey, cause with any bitch who getting nosy. Fresh out of school, crap my bed and Zach and Cody. Now I call him Brody. Baby boy be crying that he Jody. Thanksgiving pussy macaroni. Deep voice Tony. Bitch got groove like a OG. Lil thick bitch booty pony. Cream on that nigga sauce, type of reggaetoni. Stack hard, you ain't even gotta act hard. Bitch think she hitting, but she shooting with a bad guard. Bitch on the shit like some dogs up in the backyard. Ain't crying over niggas with no black card. Bitch, shit, fuck, put it in my butt. Hell yeah, man, that's why I'm thick as fuck. I'm a nasty little hoe, I turn that nigga to a slut. Back me up, but my niggas too gon' keep it real as fuck.
Nigga gonna eat this pussy all night?
Watch, wow, look. Turn this motherfucker to a flood. I'm in this bitch, I'm with my brother. Brought a stick and it goes through. I ain't stutter, I got stamina. I stand up in it, bitch. I'm like the governor in Atlanta. Put a planet on my wrist. She made a puddle in the passenger. Pass another split and ghost to whip. We going Casper road trip. Zach Gallop for Nackets. I might blow a gasket if they slip. Let it blast the whole clip. Get a pastor, tell them G be living fast into the casket dip. If I ain't out here steering shit, might as well abandon ship. No panicking, you know I know the game. I wrote the manuscript. Handling biz, hand on the booty of your bitch. In a hoodie to blow up, but I don't know who the in the blowfish. I do the mostest. I lit the clip, I had to focus. I give it a dope hit. She taking it home, she think it's a trophy. She act like a dope fiend. She back at my dope, sending emojis. When I look at my phone screen, she striking a pose, removing her clothing.
Okay,
and I,
bitch, shit. Wait. Put it in my face, I like a taste. I'm finna take a dip into the lake. She wanna link, making her come in a blink. Two in a pink, one in a we fucking the same whole nigga change. It's out of control, I'm doing my thing. Bitch, shit, fuck. Put it in my butt.
Traces, the collaborative album from Ryan Sheehan and Ali Lieberman, is out now. Experience the ethereal cinematic world of Traces, an intimate and immersive soundscape that blends electronic, ambient, and post-rock. Traces, by Ryan Sheehan and Ali Lieberman, out now. Available digitally and on limited edition vinyl and CD at all good music stores.
Okay. Here's another one.
Wow, amazing composition.
Thought you'd like that one. And this?
So, Claire, is that taken from?
The house across the street. Exactly.
I'm impressed. You're a natural.
Well, there you have it. Your husband is definitely having an affair with Avril Lavigne's clone.
Turn any photo into a professional shot with equipment from ProGear Photographic. Whether you want to buy, sell, trade or rent, ProGear does it all. Open 6 days at the new address, 34 Ethel Street, Morningside, or go to progear.co.nz.
Would you like a Decibel wine?
Sorry, excuse me?
A Decibel wine.
A little louder, please.
Would you like a Decibel wine?
Oh, yeah, delicious.
Did you say Decibel wine?
Oh, yes, please.
Four for me.
Decibel Wines, a counterculture winery with a delicious tipple for every palate. Get one for your next dinner, celebration, night at home, picnic, band practice, trip. Decibel Wines. Check out the selection at decibelwines.com.
Got everything?
Phone, wallet, keys.
Have you got your, you know?
Oh, yeah, okay. Ah, it's missing again. Oh well, let's go.
Iconic offbeat alt-rock duo King Missile Dogfly Religion are set to rip up the stage at Whammy Bar this October. John S. Hall and Dog Bowl deliver all your favorite student radio hits from the 90s, as well as fresh solo material. King Missile, Dogfly Religion, Whammy Bar, October 5th. Tickets available now from Under the Radar.
Yes, yes, if you just tuned in, this is the Rapare Thursday Drive Show. Ko Shaquille, aho e whakarongo ana koe ki te Rapare Maronga 95 BFM. Kei te pehi a koe. How are you? How are you doing? What are you up to? Are you in the car? Let's have some time together, you and I. I'll play you some music. You can tell me about your day. I've got some awesome shit coming up on the show, but for now, here's Ram Raid by Milk. Shoutouts to you, Ruben. Mwah.
My age is so unpretty. They're all doped up on weed. Their eyes are red, they can't move quickly. They don't fulfill my needs. My eyes, they get heavy. I slip into my dreams.
Julian Casablancas, since I was 15, I was loving him. 20 years, and that's a really long time to ignore someone. Others, you know, might be angry, but I'm not. I only have love for you, and that's why I'm here telling you again, let's do this. I was 15 when I wrote this, and the age gap was problematic, but I'm older now and wiser, and, you know, I just don't want to live with any regrets anymore, and I don't think you should either. So if you could just reply to my email, that would be really cool. Thanks. Love, Priya.
Shout-outs to you, Priya. We get it.
Sorry, I never told you.
That part always gets me. I'm like, at what point will you be stopping the song? Anyway, look, that was Mrs. Julian Casablancas by Bub. And before that, Ram Raid by Milk. We're about to get into the news at 5 p.m., but just before that, I've got a couple more tunes for you. This one. This is I Could by Fine. And then I'm going to play some Womb because I am talking to the Womies about Laneway just after five. And that will be your chance to win a single pass to Laneway, the first ever ticket available. You just need to have a B card and a name and some sort of cue that I will be coming up with in the next 10 minutes. So this is the Rapide Drive Show with Half Queen. yes. Kia ora koutou, if you just tuned in, this is the Rapare Thursday Drive Show. Ko Womb Terra, that was Womb with One Is Always Heading Somewhere. And I will be talking to Haz and Gigi from Womb just after five to discuss about Laneway. And speaking of Laneway, I know I've said it if you've been listening for a while, but just in case you just tuned in, I have been blessed with the key, the ticket, the golden ticket to Laneway Festival in Tamaki Makaurau next year. It's back for the summer. It's on the Thursday, 7th of Feb. Huge hot lineup, which was announced today. And this is really your only chance to win a ticket before the pre-sale starts on the 23rd of September. I will be coming up with some sort of prompt for you to text in, but get your name and B-card number ready to text me at 5395 if you want to win in this cost of living crisis. An awesome little hot ticket to Laneway. Anyways, here is the news.
BFM News.
Aiyahi marie, good afternoon. Ko Eloise Tokuingoa, ko te rima karaka, it's 5 o'clock. New Zealand's economy has shrunk 0.9% over the April to June quarter, exceeding the 0.4% predicted by many banks. It reverses a 0.9% increase in the January to March quarter. GDP has now fallen in three of the last five quarters. Though despite the latest decrease, the Reserve Bank expects GDP to grow over the coming year. Finance Minister Nicola Willis blames the contraction on international turmoil and uncertainty, including Trump's tariffs, while the Labour Party says that it is a government failure. The GDP decrease is increasing pressure on Willis, with a former finance minister and a macroeconomics professor among those calling for her to resign. The latest RNZ Reed research poll shows that 75% of voters support a rates cap. The poll showed that 75% supported the government putting a cap on the amount that councils can increase rates each year, 14% opposed it, and 11% were unsure. It also showed that a rates cap was viewed favourably across the political spectrum, but particularly by supporters of National, New Zealand First, and ACT. Speaking to RNZ, Auckland University of Technology's senior lecturer Dr. Julian Molyneux said that rates caps are a one-size-fits-all solution from central government, which would require a trade-off on investing in infrastructure. And in international news, Australia is pledging to reduce its carbon emissions by at least 62% by 2035, in the latest boost to climate goals since the Labour Party was elected in 2022. The country is one of the world's worst per capita carbon polluters, and is already seeing more severe droughts, wildfires, floods, and coral bleaching due to climate change. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese described the stronger targets as responsible and backed by science, although Independent and Green MPs are demanding a quicker timeline. Australia's climate change response continues to see criticism, as Labor continues operating large gas projects and the Liberal National Coalition debates even supporting net zero. Late night talk show Jimmy Kimmel Live has been pulled from the air following its host's remarks about the shooting on September 10th of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. A spokesman for the Disney-owned ABC network said in a statement that Jimmy Kimmel Live will be preempted indefinitely. In Kimmel's monologue on Monday night, he speculated that the MAGA gang were doing everything they can to support to score political points from Kirk's shooting by assigning left-wing motivations to the perpetrator. Soon after ABC